everybody's in movies. Doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone.
As we close out 2025, we'll talk about some of the big losses, the celebrity losses, which would include Robert Redford, Brigitte Bardot, late. She died, I think, yesterday, 91. The French actress and sex symbol, Brigitte Bardot, did not make it out of 2025. The Pope, Charlie Kirk, who a lot of people followed after his assassination. Interesting. One of the more controversial deaths of the decade. The loss of Charlie Kirk, and really unbelievable how strong feelings were on both sides of that. 508-996-0500. You are next. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, Ken. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
I listened to you about if somebody had made a bet. Well, I placed a $100 bet for the Patriots to win the division. So it was out of the four teams.
What did $100 pay?
Let me tell you. $100, $750.
Seven and a half? Okay.
Yep. $750. I had that made before the season started. I didn't want to be greedy and go all the way to win the comp or the AFC. But what I did do, I did go back. My girlfriend's never been, so I went. And just checking it out, I tried to make a bet for the Celtics to win the division. They were, to make 100, I would have to put down $220.
Yeah, that's not fun, right.
So I did 100 for them to win the NBA champion, 3,000.
Oh.
That's what 100 pays out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when Tatum comes back how the team responds, because they've been doing great, you know, under this roster, and now they'll have to distribute the ball a little bit differently, but... you can't have too much talent on a team, but some people would say you can.
During that Buffalo game, I went to bed. I couldn't see it.
Really?
Granted, $750. That's still a lot, but it's my first time doing a bet like this. A verbal bet, a gentleman's bet here and there, or whatever with a couple of friends is one thing, but now I'm trying. Now my girlfriend's worried that I got the taste for it, that I'm going to keep on doing it every single year.
I'm convinced.
But it's only $100.
I was convinced during that game that Buffalo was going to steal that game. Philadelphia had waited around too long, and Buffalo's going to do what they do in the second half. And that might have a real...
They should have won for the tie.
I completely agree. Crazy call. But the play was there. Allen choked.
Yeah.
That was... he didn't come close to that, and the guy was wide open.
Nope. And now, thank you very much, Buffalo. I get to go out to, Federal Hill and eat. Thank you.
Ah! Yeah, good for you. He can do more than that at 750. But, you know, that might change the trajectory of Buffalo's momentum. I mean, they're going to be if they had gotten that momentum by beating Philly in the last second, I was really worried about that. And now you wonder what that does to a team like that.
I'm going to see when I go to – I think I can only collect after the fourth, I think. It said right on the ticket. I guess they're just waiting, I guess, for the – for the playoffs to start. But I'm going to see what Seattle to win, and then I'm going to see what the Patriots. Because I think when I went before Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, I checked for the Patriots. If I was to bet $100 and the Patriots to win the championship, it would have been $1,200. So I said, you know what? Let me just not be greedy. Let me stay with the 750 so far.
Wait a minute. Before the season started, they were only 12 to 1 odds to win the Super Bowl?
No. This is during the season. You can still make bets
Yes.
up to the Super Bowl
right.
to see.
So 12 to 1.
When I went in during Thanksgiving, I had already my bet for the Patriots to win their division. Mm-hmm. And I said, you want, let me just see. First time there, that's when I made the bet for the Celtics. And they were paying out $1,200. Celtics were favored to take everything. They wouldn't take a bet for Celtics to win their division, their conference, nothing. They only were doing it, but you had to pay out more than what you were going to get back. It ain't worth it. $100 ain't worth it for me.
Wow.
But we'll see what happens when I go to collect and I do 50 on black. Let's see how lucky I get.
32 teams in the NFL. There were only 14 teams that had a winning record this year.
And now let's see if I'm going to pick right for the Super Bowl. And when I do make that bet, I will call and let you or Ryan know.
It's so wide open. I mean, the NFC is stacked. The AFC has a lot of new faces that'll be in the playoffs. A lot of the perennial powers are eliminated when you talk about Kansas City. Baltimore is almost out of it, but Baltimore might steal this thing. Don't they play Pittsburgh the last game?
Yeah, and I still say Seattle is going to take it.
Seattle's going to be tough.
I still say Seattle.
I'll never understand Minnesota dumping a 14-3 quarterback.
Oh, you know what? It's all the money. Everybody thinks that they know everything when it comes time to the season. We got faith in this guy. Look at what happened.
Well, I don't think anybody expected Drake May.
Kansas City.
After that Pittsburgh loss, something happened inside of Drake May. The mistakes were gone. Something clicked, and I've never seen anything so sudden and so drastic in terms of his performance. I mean, he's unbelievable.
The incentives are there, just like me at work when the bosses come up. Oh, we got incentives. I go into click mode too. I don't make any mistakes. I make sure I get that incentive afterwards.
Locked in.
That's it. Well, you have a good rest of the show.
Happy New Year.
Are you on Saturday?
I am, yep. I'll talk to you next year.
Yep, see you later. Right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I wouldn't know who to suggest is going to be in the Super Bowl. I think it's so crazy wide open right now. You know, San Fran's playing really good football right now. Chicago is sort of doing what the Patriots are doing, and they've won a much tougher division. There's no losing record in the NFC North. Philadelphia's starting to peak, so it's real tough to say who's coming out of there. Then you've got Denver, who hasn't dominated in the games they've won, but they've won. They've had a dominant season. I mean, you can't say 13-3 is not a dominant season. Jacksonville's at 12-4. They play great football. Houston has now won 8 in a row and find themselves at 11-5. Pittsburgh's 9-7. They're playing the Baltimore Ravens, who are 8-8, and that is for the entrance to the playoffs. One of those teams is going to walk away based on next week's results. That's a great game. New England has solidified the AFC East, but they're still looking for that top seed. So if they win next week and Denver loses, they're the number one seed. They have the bye. Really great year in the NFL, and I also think college football as well. A lot of people were not very happy with some of the teams snubbed in the playoffs, the college football playoffs. But overall, what's left are great teams, and it should be a real fun finish. A lot of the bowl games played on New Year's Eve and New Year's, and those teams will advance to the next round. A lot of fun. 508-996-0500. We've been talking a little bit about the wind farm suspension, the money being, well, not the money. Everything has come to a halt based on the pulling of the permits. The Trump administration has put a freeze on the construction of these wind farms, citing national security concerns, not stating how. And clean energy companies are accusing the fossil fuel companies of influencing the president's decision here. I think people like cheaper fuel myself, but I don't know. We'll see. Hi, you're on the air, caller.
Hey, what do you think of the fact that the J6 people statute of limitations is about to run out and Pam Bondi just sitting on her hands?
I guess I would take it case by case. I mean, some people were rounded up and weren't given speedy trials, or even their civil rights were suspended. Some people deserve to sit in jail for their idiocy on January 6th. There's no question about it. But
yeah, but I'm talking about the committee of senators, not the culprits.
Oh, the committee's not releasing their findings, and they're compelled to? Is that what you're referring to?
I thought that, unless I'm misunderstood, I thought they seemed to have credible evidence that the committee withheld information, et cetera, and
right.
they should be charged with that. And
yeah.
if they aren't charged within a certain period of time, which I've been reading is like in the next couple of weeks, they're going to skate.
I remember reading something about this. I was not aware of the statute of limitations on that. That is interesting.
Yeah, I could be wrong, Ken, but I've read that in a couple credible sources more than once.
It's just amazing, isn't it, that if you're big enough, you just don't face consequences. But I don't maybe the evidence fell apart too. I'm going to have to look into that. It's a great topic.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, you with your background, you should be able to do it much easier than most of us. So
it's just so hard to keep an eye on everything. I agree with you that I should have been more. That should have been on my radar a bit more. I'll definitely look into that. I'll have something Saturday.
All right, Trump, and I'll be looking forward to listening to you. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You bet. Happy New Year. So every time I read that there's evidence, there's accusations, things were done wrong, they withheld, they suppressed, they omitted. It seems to go away, and I did not keep my eye on that like I should have, to be honest. But just getting back to the topic I brought up about the wind farms, because that does affect New Bedford. We're talking about a lot of jobs. Last Monday, Fox Business interviewer Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said the Department of Defense has conclusively determined that large offshore wind farms have created radar interference that creates a genuine risk for the U.S., especially for our East Coast population centers. Yeah, so that's legitimate, if so. And in fact, Sweden has done the same thing. They put a freeze on wind farms because of their concerns with the radar interference, and they're close to that problem with Ukraine and Russia. And Russia has done some really... And China, by the way. China's had tankers go through the Baltic Sea and cut power lines for these European countries. They've been meddling. Last year, Sweden blocked the construction of new wind farms over concerns they could interfere with the military radar. So it's not just the Trump administration. It is drawing criticism from clean energy and fossil fuel groups alike. Companies with roots in the oil company are even speaking out against it. We'll get into that when we come back. Very polite. You could tell he came from a great household. But I guess grandson of... State Rep Sylvia over in Fall River, who I met briefly at the wake in Dartmouth, but that one hit home. What such a great young man, very proud to serve his country. I remember when he left, worked at Shaw's in Dartmouth, and I know that this everybody listening has somebody who has passed that meant something to them. 508-996-0500. Just a very quick break. We'll come right back.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions. Telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, Teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Six 0500. That's how you get on the Chris McCarthy Show. Chris is not here. I am Ken Pittman, and I'm filling in just for the day. I'm normally heard from 9 to noon on Saturdays. Chris will be back in his chair tomorrow, and we've got not quite two more days until the end of the year. And what a year it's been. So I think the biggest source of grief for Beacon Hill this year has to be their defiance in allowing for an audit by the state auditor. And 72% of you mandated it. And they're saying no. They're just going to disobey. They're going to ignore the will of the governed. Absolutely the opposite of how government is supposed to operate. We audit ourselves. We don't need an outside audit. Can you imagine? Well, how would you feel if you're a diehard Democrat? Look, you don't want to rock the boat. What if Trump said, no, we're not auditing the executive branch of government? You'd be all over it. And you're going to turn your back on what is right here. So DiSoglio, the state auditor, would like to bring this to court. And do you know who's stopping it? So far, she has not given the green light. Is the Attorney General, Andrea Campbell, Dartmouth resident. So the focus has to now be on the Attorney General. Put some pressure on her to do the right thing and give the green light to get this to court. That has to be organized. That has to be done. Where's the Republican Party? That's what I mean. The mobilization of the Republican Party in Massachusetts is embarrassing. It's non-existent. There's committees in every city, every town, and they're just benign, frankly, overly lazy too much. They don't have any expectations. There's no morale. They're lazy. They get lazy. I don't even know why they gather. What are they doing? I'm insulting friends of mine, but they know I'm right. They need a kick in the pants. This is an opportunity. It's not grandstanding. 72% of the population of Massachusetts that votes wants an audit. The Democrats are saying, to hell with you. You get an opportunity here to get people to side with you. And I haven't heard a peep out of you.
Well, somebody should do something.
That's you. And now we know it's the Attorney General, Andrea Campbell, a Dartmouth resident, who is not allowing, so far, not allowing the state auditor to bring this to court. Why is that? Because she has designs on a higher seat? Yeah, probably. Doesn't want to buck the party and lose the support by doing this? She's being told not to, don't you dare. I'm sure of it. There is no reason for the Attorney General not to let the auditor take the governor and the legislature to court. 72%. That's no small margin. That's a landslide. 72% of the voters want an audit for Beacon Hill. And Beacon Hill saying, what are you going to do about it? 508-996-0500. Do you feel strongly about this? Do you, it's really, to me, it's bigger than just the audit. It's the audacity to say, to hell with you. We're not listening to you. You're the boss. I don't care. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Doesn't the Republicans have a chance to get somebody to run against Andrea Campbell?
Yeah. When's the last time we've had a Republican AG?
Yeah. That would be the move right now for them to do it. You know, again, it seems like you say, you know, they're telling people to vote and vote Republican, but there's nobody out there and they don't put up a candidate, you know?
Like they're low-def politicians, the Washington generals of politics, the Republican Party in Massachusetts.
Well, basically, too, you know, I think both parties, they don't really seem to care about what people say as long as they get reelected. And
it's a fact.
They say no kings, but no nobles, too. We got a bunch of nobles now. Okay?
Fantastic
and
point.
We're all the peasants.
I can't agree more. Job one is to keep your job.
Yeah.
I know.
And so, again, I'm sure there must be some Republican lawyer out there who's got a law background, who could run against Andrea Campbell and say, if I get in, I'm going to, you know, make sure that they're taken to the Supreme Court of Massachusetts and they're going to be forced to obey the will of the people. We don't have a democracy anymore.
We don't have heroes. We're somebody's going to fall on this sword and fight this in the right position. There's nobody willing to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's really a shame because the Republicans and people get on your radio station and say, vote for what? What have we got to vote for? You know, it doesn't make any difference.
But
72%.
Audit, right? So what they're saying is, no, we don't think you should look at what we're doing. We don't believe you have the right to look at what we're doing. We're the boss, not you, the people. That's what's being said.
Exactly. And, again, where is democracy? You know, this is the cradle of democracy here with the 250th year of our revolution. And yet, we don't have anything. And again, on this station, politicians, you got to go out there and vote for what? What do we get to vote? We vote 72% for something, and you just ignore us. So we don't have a democracy anymore, you know?
It is in question, and I don't blame you for saying it.
Well, it is what it is. And then when your legislature tells you we're not going to do it, you know, are you kidding me? You get your power, supposedly, from the will of the people, and now, you know, the people have spoken through the democratic process, and you say, no, we're not going to do it.
Well, I don't really blame them for having the audacity to do it, because really, they should not have faith that the Massachusetts collective wisdom as a voter is going to organize to do the right thing. They just continue to do the same thing.
Well, especially with the history of the legislature and the numbers of people that were, I think, speakers of the House that ran into problems. I'm talking about Finneran, the Macy, also the name comes up, okay?
Yeah.
So for them to be, you know, highbrow about it and say, we're not going to do it. Yeah, what are you trying to hide, really?
Amazing.
What are you trying to hide? Diana DeSoglio, as far as I'm concerned, she should turn Republican because there's no place for her in the Democratic Party.
You know, either that or she's going to be a hero of a new kind of movement and run for governor as a Democrat. I think I heard that Saturday, and I don't disagree. She really is deserving of some notoriety here.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think the Democrats are going to give it to her. She's persona non grata with this thing, not going along with the crowd.
But doing her job.
What's that?
For doing her job that the people gave her the power to do.
Exactly, you know. So the Republicans, too, in Massachusetts, they got to get off their backside and get a candidate to run against Andrea Campbell because she won't prosecute this. You know?
Well, in the meantime, where's the pressure from the Republican Party to get Andrea Campbell to bring this thing to court?
Well, maybe there's too few of them to do anything about that.
She hasn't gotten any grief, and this is deserving of grief.
Yeah, yeah, that, no question, you know.
That's a great point you made.
Well, you know, again, it's sad because in the anniversary of the, you know, founding of the country, and the cradle of the country's being founded here in Massachusetts, we don't have any representation.
You can't make it up, I know.
It's sad.
I completely agree.
All right, my friend, I'll let you go.
You take care.
Thank you.
I still remember the bicentennial. And I remember my stepfather laughed when I said I'll see the tricentennial. But then I did the math. I guess I'd be 110. So I can I think I can understand a little laugh there as I now I'm 60 years old. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, the reason I'm thinking the reason why some of the Republicans aren't pushing this is because they know they'll be in trouble, too.
How?
I think that's the part of the problem.
How, though? Where's the DNA on what they can do on Beacon Hill? They don't do anything on Beacon Hill except for just try to stay alive.
I mean money. Money and influence. I think that'll throw a wrench in everything. But that's not the reason why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is you made a good point about the Republicans and how they have to get on this. And let me explain why they have to get on this sooner than later is they should take a page out of what that guy Nick Shirley's doing up in Minnesota. And what's happening is all of these young kids are basically looking how this kid is turned super wealthy just by blowing everything up in Minnesota.
Well, explain. I don't know him enough about him. Explain what he's been doing.
He's been basically uncovering all the fraud. That's.
Oh, is this the guy who had the camera in the daycare?
Yeah, goes up to daycares and they're all empty. And
heroic.
He's asking. So, you know, and he's monetizing this and he's making crazy money because of the YouTube platform. And now, like a bunch of young adults are all grabbing cameras and they're doing the same thing all across the country.
Yeah, we now see it in Ohio.
So one way or another, things are going to get exposed. So the Republicans better get ahead of this and get ahead of it real quick before some kid with a basically GoPro camera gets on it and uncovers things.
But I don't blame you for insinuating it's likely the Republicans have their own issues with this audit. How can you not entertain the idea? Because you always follow the money in these things. Why aren't they way more vocal? If it's inexplicable, you have to follow the money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, everybody, you know, it's power and influence at the end of the day, kind of getting dollars into your communities or doing what you have to do to get that done, pet projects, all of that good stuff.
But Beacon Hill is asking for more and more from the taxpayer, and they're not willing to allow an audit? That's nuts.
Exactly. And not only that, but we're asking basic questions like, where is our money being spent? You know, that's one of the biggest beefs that I have across the board is getting a better understanding of what we're getting, what we're paying for.
And Haley's not even willing to show the SNAP or the Medicare where that money's going. That's federal dollars. She's compelled to show.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. But again, it's part of the system. It's part of the machine, as we call it.
I'm glad you called. So, yeah. I can't agree more.
But check out that guy, Nick Shirley.
That's his name. I'm aware of his work. I just didn't know who he was. He's done some great things.
Yep. So.
Anyway, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Same to you. Happy New Year. Bye. Thanks for waiting. You're next.
Hey, good morning, Ken. Happy belated Christmas and happy New Year.
Hey, my friend Steve. How are you, Steve?
How are you?
Happy New Year.
How's things?
Good, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
Do you really expect, does anyone really expect anyone in Massachusetts, legislature side, governor's office, or the attorney general to allow an auditor to look at the books?
Well, I think I'm going to hold you through the commercial break. I'm going to answer that, but in detail. Hold on just a second. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Chris McCarthy Show here on AM 1420 and 99.5 FM WBSM. Commercial break, and we'll return right away. Again, hey Steve, thanks for waiting through it.
Sure, great, Ken.
So pose your question again for the audience.
So I said, did we really expect here in Massachusetts that the legislature, the governor's office, or the attorney general is going to allow an audit.
No, I think they can trust that nothing will be organized. But, you know, it'd be nice to shock them if it's done correctly, which means it's going to be done chronologically. The next domino that has to fall is pressure on the Attorney General, who's holding up the legal recourse, you know, for allowing the state auditor to go to court with this. She's not allowing for it so far. Why is that? She needs to answer that, and she needs to get a little grief for disobeying the will of the governed.
So I would have thought it was a daunting task to get them to do an audit of the state just on a general basis of how bad states run sometimes, just because, you know, that there's, I mean, of course, now we know because of the shutdown.
I agree with you, but when I read the number of 72% voting for this, I thought that'd be enough to scare them, and it hasn't.
Yeah, but Ken, the number was higher for that, and we had it voted on to get rid of the excise tax, and here we are looking at this year, it may be doubled or tripled next year.
Well, when's the last time Democrats get rid of any tax?
I know, but I mean, it was voted, it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because we knew the money wasn't going to the highways. So, but we're never going to have the pressure to do it, because you would need a lot of help from Democrats.
It's a great opportunity for Republicans in this squandering.
Right. We know what the illegal immigration, though, Ken, has done to this state. I mean, we really are in some big problems. All municipalities, you hear them, everybody's got friends in other towns. And ask your friends, if your friends in other towns are active in their towns and go to town meetings and constantly vote, ask them how bad a shape their municipalities are in. I don't care where you are. You're running a deficit because you didn't get the money from the government. And why didn't you get the money back from the state government? Because it went to illegals.
Yeah. I mean, look, they changed the term resident. They now consider illegal immigrants residents by state law. So they are getting access to these things. They know that they're lying to people right to their face. They're hiding the SNAP numbers. They're hiding the Medicare numbers. You know, the emergency room bills, they get paid for by Medicare, and that is going not just to people who belong here. There's no question, and they continue to just look you in the eye and lie.
You know, Ken, what bothers me the most about it, and I know I got plenty of friends that say, man, they're tired of hearing me hop on illegal immigration. And they're like, you know, it's like you get so worked up over it. First of all, I have a reason because of what happened to my family, and I'm never going to get over that.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid it ever happens to yours. But number two is, they're not like immigrants that came to this country even 20 years ago, used to be. These people are entitled. They come to this country and say, you owe us this. Just like you talked about earlier with what's going on in California. They're actually going to try to sue the state of California for pulling their licenses.
That they never should have been given. They're not supposed to work in the country. The commercial driver's licenses to illegal immigrants intentionally is for what? They're not supposed to work in the country. How do they even give them out?
I know. I just don't understand it. And that's what angers me the most about these people.
We fine employers, right, Steve? We punish employers for hiring illegal immigrants where we can prove it. And the state's giving illegal commercial driver's licenses so that these people can be gainfully employed. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's working, but I just know it's not getting any better in the state. I have to be honest with you, Ken. I'm really worried about next year, because my taxes are already, my idea, too high here where I am in Safe Haven. And then my wife and I made the biggest mistake we ever made.
Which was?
Selling that house in Freetown.
I liked your house.
And the house was gorgeous, Ken. And you know what the thing was? We only sold that house to go to North Carolina. I don't give my wife a break on it. She still hears me bark about it. And she says it's probably the single biggest mistake she's ever made in her life, because we looked at the other day, we're looking at values, because we're trying to find a house in Freetown again. If we can't get to North Carolina, we want to go back to Freetown. And the property values are skyrocketing. So I just, for the sake of argument, looked at my old house. It's now worth $1.1 million.
Wow!
Imagine that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I said, you and I can never ever afford that house again. You know, but we sold it to pack up and move, and never happened. didn't realize putting the cart before the horse, that you got to get a job down there first.
And well, you don't need the space you needed when you had the kids either, so.
Yeah, and it was a big, it was two houses on one lot, you know what I mean? But I still was paying the whole thing myself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I still could afford to pay it.
The Martin
it's only,
Resort.
It's only six, yeah, it's only $600 a month more than I'm paying here.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we just think about the values and how much, of course, people can't see that. But now it's like, I'm stuck here. If I got to stay in Massachusetts, I want to go to a community that's at least more conservative the way they run. And Freetown has always been run like that. And I said, if we can't get out of the state, then we might as well go back to Freetown.
Well, the way
get it to New Hampshire, Ken.
The way Massachusetts is right now, as the most expensive state in the country, you have to have both working, right? Both married partners have to both work. They both have to have good jobs, or there's no chance of having a single family home. You know, we're now north of what $900,000 in the city of Boston. It's not much less out there in the suburbs. I don't know how these kids growing up today are going to be able to afford it. And we're also encouraging a lack of children, because if you're working full time, both of you, and you're both needed, I don't know how you're going to, you know, I don't know how you're going to plan for a family.
I know, Ken, when I took on this surfboard thing was a hobby. You know what I mean? Make a few extra bucks. I'm retired. Do it legally. Pay my taxes. I have to hustle now because I have to make some. I have to make the money now.
I know.
Just so we can stay at our standard of living. And you know us, Ken. We don't go out a lot. You know what I mean? We're homebodies. We eat at home. We like to have friends over versus, you know, going out for dinner.
Yeah, you're living within your means. Yeah, I know. I know you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't. None of all my vehicles are at least 10 years old. You know, we take good care of them. But I'm like, this is crazy. I could not understand. I would not want to be an elderly person living right now in the state of Massachusetts and have to pay.
It's a tough future. Possibly tougher than it needs to be. Thanks for the call, Steve. Happy New Year to you.
Take care.
Bye bye. Thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Pittman? How are you?
Good. Bro? How are you, John?
I'm good. Of course, I'm happy as a clam.
I bet you are.
Oh, this is the best Christmas I've ever had. Well, in the last 4 years, anyways.
Pat's going back to the playoffs.
Stealing up the AFC.
Mm. I'll be honest. I don't know who they would be favored to beat that's in this squad, this list of teams. There's some really good teams that'll challenge them.
Yeah, it was a lot of good games. But who thought Buffalo was going to lose?
I was convinced they were going to steal it again, steal it in the second half team.
Yeah. They didn't. And I looking at the quarterback there for the Bills, he was limping. He was hurt at the end of the game.
He got banged up in Cleveland last week. He was walking with a limp all week.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the coach should have just kicked the extra point and got them to overtime at home with that momentum. He went for two, and a lot can go wrong on a short situation, third and two, and you're playing the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. I just would have kicked the extra point. It would send it to overtime.
Yeah, that would have. No, they went to two-point conversion. Saw how that happened.
And the play worked, right? The guy was wide open. Allen just threw it away.
Yeah, he looked awful. Those last two passes he made were horrible.
Momentum is everything. To me, it's a tangible, real thing in sports, and I think Buffalo just reversed their fate for 2025 with that one play.
Yeah, well, the Patriots have been punching people in the mouth. They're playing Mike Vrabel football.
Yeah, it's not a great, impressive list of teams they're beating, but they're beating them solid, and they're playing good football at the same time.
And this is the best time of year to do it.
You're right. Thanks, John. Happy New Year.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your day.
All right, I'm going to take a commercial break and come back with your call right after this. Don't go away. You're listening to The Chris McCarthy Show. A couple more minutes here of Open Line.
Garbage. So that's all MassSave and all the stuff that we're paying for. That's $80. Then you look at your supply was $130. maintenance and infrastructure investment was $169.30. That was 45% of my bill. So it's just insanity. But you know what's really sad? No one is sticking up for the taxpayer and the consumer. All these advocacy groups, all they do is stick up for people on welfare, immigrants.
Yeah, if you're above the poverty line, you are getting hit hard.
Yeah, screw it. You're on your own. And then your taxes went up. I have inherited a house, just got my tax bill, went up $185 a quarter. For what? You know, and it's just insane. And when you talk to people who have moved to other states, it is so much cheaper to live. It's just when you look at your taxes and how much money you can save, it's just insane. And being older and staying in the state, what is here for you? You know, I mean, if you don't have family, why are you staying and getting, taxed to death? Because it is the second most expensive state to live in. And I just wanted to tell people that if you have not heard about Elizabeth Dione, she's a Belmont Select Board person. She's fabulous. Barry had her on his show a few weeks ago, and she is wonderful.
She's a Select Board member for the town of Belmont?
Yes.
Okay.
And she has she has experience in, in the town's not accounting, in the finance department. So she is excellent. So everyone needs to look her up. Support her, you know, send her some money for her campaign, and then definitely vote for her, because we need to get rid of Deb Goldman, who's the current treasurer, who's doing absolutely nothing, spent a fortune to go after the head of the Cannabis Control Commission. And that's the other thing, all that money for cannabis and all the money for lottery tickets, where is that money going? That's what I want to know, because it's a fortune. You know, and where is it going? Who is it going to? It's certainly not going to give relief to the taxpayers, and nobody is standing up for us.
A lot of people don't trust the organic results of lotteries today, knowing that the government needs as much money as possible. We now have a billion and a half dollar winner in Arkansas. We don't even know who that is, or if there is a person. That's how people think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to hold you because we have another caller. I want to squeeze in before the end of the day. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You too. And thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ken.
Hi.
I just wanted to say if the season ended now, the Patriots would be playing Buffalo.
Yeah, and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
There's no easy outs here, but I think the Patriots would win. I think this is not Buffalo's year, and they're ripe to be whipped.
They've got some momentum stolen from them with that coach's decision, but, you know, the funny thing is that play worked, and it was
right.
Allen who choked, but the fans will blame the coach because they love Allen. However,
that is right.
You're right. There's no easy out. Jacksonville's playing great, right? Houston's winning. They're now
right,
winning
with that defense,
eight in a row.
Wow.
Eight in a row they've won. Chargers wouldn't be an easy win, although I'd like to face them first,
no.
I think. And, of course, Denver's going to be
easy out would be the Steelers if they should beat Baltimore.
I think Baltimore will win that next week.
I think so, too.
And I think Baltimore will be back in the playoffs and be a very different team.
And in the NFC, I think one of those NFC West teams are going to be in the Super Bowl, 49ers, Rams, or Seattle.
Seattle and the San Fran play next week. That'll be a great game.
That is right, yes, for home field throughout, yeah.
And if Adams,
the Bears lost yesterday, but they made a believer out of me.
That kid's figured it out. He's like Drake May, right, his second year.
Yeah,
what a difference.
Right, yeah.
He's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, who would have thought it did? That Daniels now is the third best of those three taken last year.
Well, you know, I haven't ruled out Bo Nix yet.
I know he's been injured, but, you know.
Bo Nix is the he's if he wins next week, he'll have tied the record of the most wins in the first two seasons.
That is right, yeah. Hopefully the Chargers can win and the Patriots can get their top seed. We'll see.
New England, you are Chargers fans next week. Absolutely.
That is. I notice the Patriots game is 4:30 Sunday.
Thanks for calling. You have a great New Year.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year, Ken.
All right, that's going to do it for me. We are going to head out, and we thank you for joining the Chris McCarthy Show today. You are listening to WBSM. Barry Richards up next, and I'll take off, and you'll hear from me on Saturday. Happy New Year.